God is Greater Than the Dark, Chapter 4. It's a blustery winter night. Ari is reading the Bible to Keen on his bed. "And I will give you treasures hidden in the darkness, secret riches," she reads from Isaiah. "I will do this so you may know that I am the Lord, the one who calls you by name." A giant gust of wind blows against the house. The lights flicker and the room goes dark. Keen hollers. "Look up, Keen," says Ari. The stars glow brightly on his ceiling. "Remember who's up there," she says. Mom and Dad come in and see Keen counting the stars. Ari hurries to her room and then returns. "Let's play a game," she says, holding a bag.
"But it's dark," moans Keen.
"Yes, we're playing Treasures in the Dark." Ari takes a flashlight and shines it in the bag for a minute. "Hide under the blanket," she tells everybody. "No peeking." She quickly hides several small glow-in-the-dark animals in the room. "Okay, I've hidden some treasures in the dark, and you each have to find one when I call your name." Keen was nervous. "Mom," called Ari. Mom hunts and finds a monkey behind Keen's toy box. "Dad!" He searches in the closet and finds a glowing zebra. "Keen!" After watching, he wants a treasure too. He crawls around till he finds a glowing whale on the windowsill.
"I found it!"
They play until the lights come back on. In fact, it was such a fun game, they played it every Friday night, all winter long. "Keen, what are you doing?" Ari asks one night many weeks later.
"I want my bed by the window."
They push it across the room. "Do you want a nightlight there too?" asks Ari.
"No, I'm not afraid. I see all the stars out the window and know who lives up there."
"Who?" asked Ari.
"My heavenly dad."
"That's right, Keen. He's always with us, and we're safe in his loving hands."